When it comes to the three kings, you may ask yourself, or I may ask myself the question, what would happen if the three magi would not have visited Jesus? So we know they see the star, and we know by a certain amount of study that these men are learned men. They're probably astrologers or astronomers. So they're these weird people. You might be one of them that like looking at stars. Good for you, and good for them. It was part of their livelihood that they would do such things. But what happens if they don't follow it? They just stay put. Well, we know that our salvation won't be affected. Christ was born. He was already born. Their visit wasn't contingent upon his birth. So you and I are in the clear there. We know that there was no new covenant founded. Judaism preceded them, the old covenant in the Old Testament. And of course, we belong to the new covenant. We're not Jews, we're Christians. So we're good there. So what happens if they don't visit? We miss the feast day today. It's the solemnity of the Epiphany. We just skip it and we move on to the baptism of the Lord next Sunday. So Christmas is a little shorter. We miss three or four figurines in the beautiful nativity set. We don't have a few other traditions in our faith. We don't have a song or two of the Christmas collection. What happens? But they did visit him. And because we know they visited him, there must be something that these three men can teach us. And it's rather simple. It's just hard as heck to live. These three men lived for meaning in their life. They lived for what was invisible. And they didn't want only what's visible. These three men were rich. These three men were learned. These three men were powerful. These three men could have any pleasure in the world. Numerous wives. Numerous food and drink. Whatever they wanted, Gaspar, Melchior, and Balthazar could get. They were it. But they realized, and we don't know this part about their lives, they realized that that's not enough. They would lie in bed and wonder, is this all there is in life? Because if it is, I'm going to be a depressed man. But if we fast forward 2,000 years, you and I aren't much different. We love to live for what we get right away. It's Google. We get ticked if the internet is down for 1, 2, 3 minutes. We want our cup of coffee right away. We can spend 5, 6, 7 hours, and I'm with you on the couch, this afternoon watching a football game, but we got to peel ourselves out of bed for 45 minutes of church. Well, it's because I'm not serving you beer. You don't get queso and chips. You don't get good-looking cheerleaders. You get handsome guys. Thank you. Thumbs up and a cat and mask. That's great. The truths are clear. We're all guilty of it. But that is the lesson of the three kings. There's numerous things they can teach us, but overall, it's this fundamental lesson that they lived for what had more meaning in their lives than rather than settling for mediocrity. We are 6 days in, friends in Christ, to 2019. So here's what we should do. Here is what we should do practically. Every day, before we go to bed, check in with God. Every day when you wake up, make sure that you give the Lord your time. Whether it's a minute, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, give a little bit more to Jesus Christ. The lesson of the Magi and the point of this homily is not to peel you off the couch this afternoon and for you to move away from watching football and spend 6 hours in a church. That's not the point. The point is that you and I are really good at living for what's visible, what smells good, what tastes good, what looks good, what you can hear is good. We live by the senses. We want gratification now. But that stops when we die. And that's the beautiful part of the three kings. See, these men weren't Jews, and they weren't Christians. But they knew, by way of their minds, that there was something above me, a higher power. There was some mind above mine that could design the constellations that I adore, I learn, and I teach, as an astrologer. They knew there was something else in their life besides them and what they could see. And they took a step of faith, not chance, because they wanted gratification after death. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, Catholicism doesn't always feel good. And when you live the faith devoted way, life isn't always the best. But if you think about it and we imitate the lives of the three magi, they gave up 65, 70, 75 years at that time. A little pinch there and a little penance there. The same kind of life we're called to. Because they knew that gold, frankincense, and myrrh and the riches and pleasures of this life would stay here when they die. So that's our goal. What Epiphany can teach us is that, yes, we have to have the pleasures of life within reason. But are we living each day when we wake up? And can we tell the Lord when we go to bed at night that we really live the day for him? Although he didn't give us that beer. He didn't give us that queso and chips that this afternoon will give us. But he will give us eternal life. It is hard as heck. But you can trust. And we can make the same act of faith as the three kings, that if we follow that star, but it's not a star, it's the words of our Lord, that if we give up a little bit more of those things and we hang on to a little bit more of those invisible things that have meaning, that we, like the three kings, the three magi, will not only find a child, but we will find our eternal salvation in heaven.